There are mothers in the Bible that are obscure, but who raised their children like our brother just talked about, and who had remarkable families that we don't really talk about very much. And so if you'll open your Bible, please, to the book of Genesis, chapter number 6. Two strikes today. Number one, preaching a thematic sermon. And number two, preaching right up against a good meal in the gym. So I realize I'm under pressure here. Genesis chapter 6 and verse 18. Genesis 6, 18. But with thee will I establish my covenant. That says God talking to whom? Who is God talking to? Genesis 6. Think Genesis 6, you only think one word. Flood. Flood or Noah. That's another word you can think. I will establish my covenant, and thou shalt come into the ark, thou and thy sons and thy wife and thy sons' wives with thee. I'd like to look for just a few minutes before we go over there and enjoy a delicious meal. I'd like to look at the wife of Noah. Anybody ever thought about the wife of Noah? What a wonderful woman this was. First of all, we don't know her name. In the Jews, if you go back, the Jews, the Talmud, and all those places way back, speculate about her name, and nobody really knows her name. Yet, she was one of only eight people to survive the flood. She trained her children, she obeyed her husband, she supported her husband through what most wives would consider an insanely crazy thing to do. She was a woman of faith. How do we know she was a woman of faith? She made it on the ark. How do we know she trained up her children correctly? They made it on the ark. In a wicked and perverse society, there were only eight human beings that survived. And the wife of Noah, besides Noah, the wife of Noah is the most important person in the story. Not only did she train her sons correctly, but she trained them also to choose wives correctly, because the wives made it on the ark. So the wife of Noah, not only was she faithful, but she was a woman of faith. We need mothers who are women of faith. Not just faithful. You can be faithful to do stupid things. But we need women who are faith, women of faith. Women who know that they know that they know that they're going to heaven when they die. They know how to tell their children, how to know that their children can go to heaven when they die, how to raise up their children, and in some cases know how to raise up their husbands. Amen. Noah, my wife is a wife that knew how to raise up her husband. When I first met my wife, I'll tell your version of the story. Mine is much more colorful, but a little less true. But anyway, I was playing basketball, and my wife and her friend were driving their car past, and they stopped and invited me to go to church as well. I had been saved, but nobody had ever discipled me. I'd accepted Christ as my Savior, but no one had ever told me, after you get saved, you know, you're supposed to get baptized, and then you're supposed to go. I didn't know that. So my wife drove past, she drove past, and she said, I said, you want to play basketball? I was a sailor, and I wasn't blind. So I said, you want to play basketball? And she said, I'll play basketball with you if you'll go to church with me. And I said, okay, I'd never been really to church. So we played basketball. I went to church. Her dad was the pastor. He had a ministry to servicemen. And to make a long story relatively short, before long, he baptized me and began to disciple me. And I became, through a long process, who I am, much to the credit of my wife. Noah had a wife who trained their children to love and obey their father and also how to choose good wives. Now, put yourself in Noah's place for just a minute. Noah had orders from headquarters. He had orders from God to build a boat. Not only that, he built the boat in a place where there was no water. And not only that, but he told the people that if they didn't repent, there was a flood coming. It was going to rain. There was a flood coming, and they would all die in a place where it had never rained before. And that story that Noah got from God had to be looked at as ridiculous. And you can imagine Mrs. Noah going down to the local bazaar to buy her vegetables every day, or buy her bread, and she was probably known as Crazy Noah's wife. And the kids had to go to school. They went to school and they were bullied and made fun of because they were the kids of Crazy Noah out building that boat out in the field because it's supposed to do something called rain, and then this boat is going to have all these animals on it. But she stuck with her husband and she believed her husband. God had given Noah the instructions. God had not given Noah's wife the instructions. She obeyed Noah because of her faith in God. She was a woman of faith. She didn't doubt God's calling on her husband's life. She had watched God keep his promises in the past. Through all the wickedness of the day, she stayed faithful to God. A testimony all by itself. Couldn't we compare her or contrast her to Lot's wife? Another wife, which we don't know the name of, who was in a situation that was out of control as far as sin goes, and obeyed her husband to a point, but turned around to look back at the things that she missed. Perhaps her things, perhaps her friends, perhaps her home, her house, her stuff. She turned around and looked and turned into a pillar of salt. What a contrast between these two wives, these two mothers. But Noah's wife was a woman of faith. Hebrews 11:6. But without faith, it is impossible to please God. Impossible without faith. We could do all the cool stuff we want in the ministry. We could be missionaries to every country on the globe. But we're not going to please God without faith. It just has to be that way. Noah's wife was a woman of faith. Hebrews 11:7. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. Noah's wife was a woman of faith. Examine your heart this morning. Are you a woman of faith or are you a woman of habit? It's always been this way. We've always done it this way. The paychecks always come in this way. We've always done this. We've always been doing this. We'll always will do this. Why not this week take a step of faith? Witness to that neighbor that you've been praying for. You've probably prayed for your neighbors or some people in your family. I prayed for my mom and dad, my wife and I. Our family prayed for my parents for more than 35 years before my dad finally accepted Christ. And then just a couple of weeks before my mom died, I was able to lead her to the Lord. But it was because of prayer. And then after that, praying, going with the gospel. Perhaps this week you need to take that step of faith and go with the gospel. She was a woman of faith. She was a woman of righteousness. Genesis 6 chapter 9 says, "These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations, and Noah walked with God." Noah walked with God. Noah walked with God in large part from our experience because his wife also walked with him. She was a woman of righteousness. She raised her three sons to trust God and to serve him. We have five children. And you know, if you have kids, raising kids is really a pain in the neck. It's a difficult task. And you do all you can do, and they don't always turn out the way you hoped and prayed they would. But the verse was just read a little while ago, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he's old he'll not depart from it. That's not a promise. Because we all know children who have been prayed over and for years who have gone off and done their own thing. But we don't stop praying. Noah's wife was a wife of righteousness. She trained her sons not only how to obey their father, not only to follow their dad, and not only to support his crazy idea that God had given him, but she also trained her sons on how to raise godly families. She was a woman of righteousness. Through all the tales of Adam and Eve, which were not that long before this historically, Cain and Abel, she was able to tell her sons about the results of not obeying God. Adam and Eve, I almost said Adam and Steve. Adam and Eve were probably, and there's no such thing. God made Adam and he made Eve. And I saw a picture on Facebook of their baby pictures. Did anybody see that? It's a pile of dust and a bone. Anyway, Adam and Eve were probably about 1,100 years before Noah. And that sounds like a long time, except that Noah was 600 years old when the flood came. So it was like a generation and a half before this. So the lives of Adam and Eve and Cain and Abel and those stories that would have been passed down would have been fresh in the mind of Noah and his wife. And she would be able to tell her sons about what happens when you disobey God. She was a woman of righteousness. Proverbs 31, verse 27 says, she looketh well on the ways of her household and eateth not the bread of idleness. The ark was a family project. We used to live on the farm when we had our first three or four kids. And a farm is a family project. We had 400 acres, roughly, and roughly 300 head of cattle and some hogs and other things. But that's a family project. And it's a great place to raise children on a farm. It's a great place to train kids how to get along with one another and how to build a relationship with one another that's more than fighting siblings. And so you can imagine 100 or 120 years of building this boat as a family. There were times when Mrs. Noah had to get in there and separate the boys, put that tar bucket down and quit putting it in your brother's hair, you know, that kind of thing. Put that pitch over there, tote that bale. And it built a family that was a strong family because they were able to resist the evil of the day and not be changed by their environment. In our day, our environment pretty much determines what many Christians turn out to be. They allow the world to determine how they will worship. They allow the world to determine how strong their faith is. Noah and his wife, in a day that with unprecedented evil, because God destroyed the earth, basically, because of it, still, he and his wife and their family stayed strong and stayed right with God, in large part because of Mrs. Noah and her righteous life and her living. She was a woman of love and compassion. Ladies, think about this. Suppose your husband had a conversation with God and got this command from God, ladies. How many of you would say, you know, husband, I support you 100%. I know the world is evil, and I know we're supposed to build this humongous boat that, you know, just it was humongous. And I know that all these animals will come on their own, and I know that it'll do something called rain, and I just believe in you, and I trust in you, and let's just go do this together. How many wives would say, don't raise your hand? Mrs. Noah did, because she loved her husband. She was a woman of love and compassion. She cared about her family. She cared about her husband. During all those trying years and the tremendous adventure that they went through about building of the ark, Noah's wife must have been a huge comfort and encouragement to Noah during those years. You know, it's one thing, husbands, to step out by faith and to do what God has told you to do, even though it sounds crazy to everybody else. But it's so great when your wife steps right behind you and says, I'm with you no matter what. Amen. Noah's wife was a woman of love and compassion. She stepped right in behind her husband. And in spite of ridicule, in spite of all the things that they were facing in those days, she was right there with him. Often in our society, it's the women who lead and the men who follow. Nowhere in Scripture do you find that. Christian lady, Christian wife, Christian fiancé, get behind your man. It may sound crazy what he's telling you God's called him to do. When the Lord called us to go to the mission field, I had no idea what Judy was going to say. I mean, I had an idea. I didn't like it. And I called her and said, you know, I think this is what the Lord's going to have us do. And she said, I know. I've called my mother already and said, don't be surprised if we go to Ukraine as missionaries. She stepped right in behind. I'm so thankful for that. We were just in the church of a pastor who also was called to go to Ukraine. But he told us at his kitchen table years ago, my wife said she wouldn't go. And so he said, and these are his words, I'm stuck pastoring this church. You see, ladies, sometimes God gives a man a vision or an idea that God wants him to do just to step out of total sense to him. And godly ladies step right in behind and support their husbands. We need some godly ladies who will support their husbands no matter what. Even though it sounds crazy. If God be for us, who can be against us? Mrs. Noah probably had to endure ridicule of friends and neighbors as they watched the construction of the huge boat in their backyard. Faith in God, and she never lost faith in her husband. She was a woman of faith, a woman of love and compassion, a woman of righteousness. A mother who on Mother's Day we could salute and say, we need some mothers like Mrs. Noah. Amen. We need some mothers who will train up their children to follow God no matter what. The Lord's been very good to us through our married years of 45 years and some odd months. We've always had a Christian school to put our kids in, or we started a Christian school to put our kids in. Sometimes we were the only teachers in the Christian school, but we started it. And she was always right there with us, with me and with the kids, diving in, teaching. She's the English and the history. I'm the math and the science teacher. And God just put us together to be able to do that. I've told you this before. I'm not a big history fan. It's a godly mother who loves her family and loves her kids enough to pour herself into those kids. Now that we can learn some things from Mrs. Noah, even though we don't know who she is, we've never met her. We will, I think, someday when we get to heaven. No one has ever named their child after Mrs. Noah. We have Rebecca's, and we have all kinds of Bible names for ladies and young ladies. Mom, you've worked with your children, you've taught them, and you've maybe had them in homeschool or Christian school, and you've worked with them, homework and all that, and you think nobody notices. Don't quit. God notices. Wives who have supported their husbands when their husbands had these crazy ideas, and you thought, who cares? God cares. God cares. He cared about Noah. And he cared about Noah's wife and his family enough that they were the only ones that made it through the flood. Matthew chapter 6, verse 3. But when thou doest alms, let not the left hand know what the right hand doeth, that thine alms may be done in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. There's coming a day, moms, and I think this is not biblical, okay? But I think there's going to be a mom crown. for moms who were just faithful. Amen. Moms who just stuck through it. Moms who stayed by their husbands, even when the times were tough, physically or emotionally tough. Moms who just did not quit but raised their families to the glory of God, even though it was not popular in the culture that they lived in. Moms who may have lost their lives because they refused to give up on God. I think there's going to be a mom crown. And God will reward you openly. I can't prove that, but you can't prove I'm wrong. I think God is going to honor moms. I think God honors moms today. We have a special day set aside for moms. You say, well, I'm not a mom. Well, you're not now, but you might be. Yeah, you might say, well, I'm just a teenager. Yeah, but you're learning how to be a mom. You are going to be the kind of mom that you're learning how to be. So be the kind of mom Noah's wife was. Faithful, righteous, loving, compassionate mom who trusts God no matter what. Trusts her husband no matter what. And serves God with all your heart. Be that kind of mom. Praise the Lord for the moms that we have. I praise the Lord for my mom. She didn't get saved until, well, just a few years ago. But through all our years, you know, my dad was the same. They were very moral. They just were not saved. And they trained us children, English lady. She trained the kids. They trained the kids to be moral kids. So that when God was ready to save us, it wasn't a fight that we had. It was a logical step of obedience to God because of the way we'd been raised. Moms, don't quit. Don't give up. Don't sidestep or quit or turn to the left or turn to the right. Moms, just keep going. Because there are families that are depending on you. We have Father's Day, and we'll talk about good things fathers do, if we can think of any. But moms, don't quit. Don't give up. We need you. We need you. Noah needed his wife. He needed a faithful wife. Praise the Lord for moms. Let's stand together, please.